It was no accident that the Alabama Veterans Memorial is near Liberty Park, or that the dedication to it was this past Memorial Day weekend. But the way this new Birmingham area landmark got started was probably part accident and part fate. When Della Fancher paid a visit to her family in 1985, she and her brother Tommy got into a deep discussion about his tour of duty in Vietnam some 20 years before. It was the first real talk they'd had about the war and his service there. Tommy was in the United States Navy on river patrol in Southeast Asia. While there, he and his boatmates were commonly called river patrol rats. He told her just how fortunate he was to get out alive.
He opened up and he said, you know, sis, I was the only survivor of that original crew.
So Della began putting her efforts into a memorial that would honor all the Alabama men and women who served in Vietnam. Not wanting to leave anyone out, she then broadened the theme to include all wars of the 20th century.
We're saying all Alabama veterans, what you did is equally important and we are equally grateful. Regardless of war or branch of service. You know, if you lost a loved one and they were Army, Navy, or one war versus another, it really doesn't help the pain. We are rather sensitive about people referring to this as a war memorial. It is a veterans memorial.
It is a tribute to people like Alabama Army National Guard Brigadier General Tom King, now a Jefferson County Circuit Judge, who also served in Vietnam and whose family served before him.
I lost an uncle in World War II I never knew. He was Army Air Corps, was shot down over Tunisia, insisted on going back up and paid the ultimate sacrifice.
Within the memorial, there is a stone temple where the names of more than 11,000 other Alabama servicemen who didn't come home are inscribed. Just outside the temple, there are rows of 36 erect concrete columns, each 20 feet tall and 2 feet in diameter, featuring all the Alabama Medal of Honor winners. There are also rectangular plates of cast aluminum works by local artists depicting their thoughts of freedom and the sacrifice for it.
Got my wedding ring.
Montgomery artist Amanda Tyndall brushes her hand across one of the 2 plates that she made.
This one is inspired by all the different wars, of course, and there's a picture of my cousin sitting a log, and he looks a little tired, and he's got an open can of rations next to him, and his boots are next to him, and you kind of figure out, you know, that's really uncomfortable. They had to live off of what they had and what they could carry.
So her cast aluminum plate is a montage of an army boot, a reaching hand for a soldier in need, a netted hat similar to the ones worn in Saudi Arabia during Desert Storm, and similar references to World Wars I and II, Korea, and Vietnam. Governor Don Sigelman says the memorial, a tribute to Alabama servicemen, is a fitting tribute to Alabama because the state has been home to so many men and women who served and sacrificed for America.
Today we see and feel and can touch a symbol of those sacrifices. And it's something that draws us in and makes us a part and makes us remember.
The Alabama Veterans Memorial Foundation will continue to raise money for expansion of the 22-acre project. While $6 million has already been raised, another $6 million is needed to complete phases 2 and 3, which will include purchasing and developing rights of way and constructing a veterans education center. For General King and the other veterans who did come home, there was no place to preserve their knowledge and memorialize their service to Alabama and America. Well, all that changed on Memorial Day.
This means everything.
I'm Steve Chiatakis.